Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes. We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob or slang. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? It never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up.
Couple of quirks, can't call it pancakes, cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the road's still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, raising dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland Security, now there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Troops still riding, still obliging, still no Bin Laden. Tuned in, waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres. Take these 40 ounces. We ain't gon' get on the levees. Revolution televised early. Is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold, America?
Forced to climb and shit and have your back, have you beat and lost your mind, especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got porn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign, SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. This phone call cost a dime. What it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent. Brothers not only dealing with that same drug selling. If I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same drug heritage.
America, why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
America, 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 you know the black freedom movement. You know we've been trying to redeem the soul of the nation. Even as that nation been trying to render us soulless, to wear our soulful people, the blues people. We've been keeping alive the same banner of democracy. Thank God for those who came before. We shall never forget them and always move forward with grace and dignity.
America, why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young.
America. This is Dr. Tatum from the West Coast in California, inviting you to another exciting program with Dr. Mary Lee Live. We're going to be talking about some exciting things tonight, planning pretty much with the Chamber of Commerce of Bakersfield, Nick Hill, President and CEO of Kern County, and he's the president of the Black Chamber of Commerce. The music you heard in the background was Dr. Cornell West. Oops. He went out way back in 2007 on Hidden Beach Records. And the music was produced by my oldest son, Corey Cochee Tatum. The first rapper was my youngest son, Ira at the Moment, followed by Rod Digga, Black Thought, and, of course, Dr. Cornell West. Also, we're part of the H.R. 1242, which make awareness of 400 years that African Americans have been in this nation. The ambassador for H.R. 1242 is Nick Cannon, who is the ambassador. His father, James Cannon, is the president of Nick Cannon Foundation, which will probably be one of the hosts on the Dr. Mary Lee Live show. As standing guest, like I said, Nick Hill will be on. We'll be hearing from Desiree Benson. She's a 3-star founder, director of her business, and she's one of the top earners in the nation. And we'll be hearing from maybe Ramona Jones of Dream Builders and Evangelist Arlene Sanders, who will be talking about Prime America. Well, without further ado, I want to introduce you to our host, the outstanding, fantastic, vivacious Dr. Mary Lee in the Dr. Mary Lee Live Show. Dr. Mary Lee, are you ready to take over?
Yes, I am, and thank you so very much, Dr. Tatum, for that great introduction, and we want to welcome all of you. All of you, we're thankful that you're here. You're joining us tonight, and we welcome you. We welcome you. This is a live talk show, so if you have called in, now listening from your computer, you would not be able to do it, but if you called in, you certainly can tap 1 on your telephone and join our conversation. And your line will be opened up. You can join us with a question or a comment. We do ask you to limit your comments and your questions to about 2 minutes, and so that we can get through everything that we want to get through. So again, you tap 1. If you're a guest tonight, if you're one of those whose name was just called, I got one on your phone now, and we will be sure to have our text to open up your line. So, again, thank you for joining us for tonight, and we welcome you, you know, every Wednesday night at the same time, based on, of course, where you are, but it's always at the same time on Wednesday nights. And what we're here for, the why for Dr. Mary Lee Live Show. It's all about my drive and my passion for our Black people, for economic development. It's about Neighborhood Commerce Institute. It's about that, really, what has been taken from us, stolen from us, you know, over 400 years. We lost our name. You know, we lost who we are. We lost our faith, our culture, our spirituality. We lost everything. Everything has been whitewashed. You know, we have been living a lie, the lies that were told to us, the lies that we were taught throughout the years that has been passed on to us generation after generation after generation. You know, they beat us to keep us from calling our name, be known by our true and real self, own religion from us, spirituality, not religion, spirituality. They gave us religion. And so we're here because of my drive and my passion for economic development. That's what I'm about money. I'm about us getting our money back. I'm about us setting up our own businesses, our own communities, our own cities. And yes, we can govern ourselves. We can protect ourselves within our own community. So it's about changing our minds on how we will work together. This is how Neighborhood Commerce Institute was born, to provide a platform an avenue for economic development, to centralize, to provide a central national location for anybody aspiring for any type of business in any of our Black neighborhoods, a place for you to be able to come to and receive access, information regarding funds that are available to us in the form of grants, you know, capital, different types of capital funding from government, from foundations, from individuals, and even from banks. There are there's so much money out there that has been established for us that has been sidetracked, that has been given to other people to come into our community and take over pretty much. And it was by design. It was planned. Yes, they gathered together in rooms and they planned it. You know, they planned for the beauty supply stores to be in our neighborhood. Those liquor stores, all of those were planned in boardrooms. I just happened to be in those boardrooms during the planning because of my skill set. And so we've been talking about the critical race theory for the past few weeks, probably approaching 2 months now. The critical race theory, what it is, you know, where it started, where it came about, you know, and how it's affecting our schools. Basically, they're calling it, we cannot, because they don't want our history, our real true history, to be known in the schools. And how the true history has, how it has damaged us as a people, that's, you know, they don't want to teach it in the schools. And so we've been talking about it here, and we've been talking about, okay, we know where we are. Some of us are awake. Some of us realize that we have to come together. We have to work together, that, you know, a change has to take place or we're doomed. And so some of us realize that. And so we talked about solutions for a few weeks. What could we do? What are some of the solutions? Solutions that came up, of course, were reparations. So we talked about reparations for a couple of weeks. But our whole aim here is to actually, you know, promote and to actually physically come together, you know, with one mind and one as one unit, unified, so that we can approach these various different resources collectively as one and collaborate us together. And so we've moved from solutions and now we've gone to planning. Last week, you know, the reparations, you know, was one planning for our own repair, for our own recovery, okay? So we did that for a couple of weeks. So we're still in the area of planning as entrepreneurs. So today we're talking about why the Chamber of Commerce. The Chambers of Commerce are located all over the world, really. And they're there for a reason. Our nonprofit, Neighborhood Commerce Institute, is actually designed or mirrors the Chambers of Commerce. And you know why? Because that is where it started for me in my life, even before I was 20 years old. So this is where I started to learn economics, how the money works, how it flows. This is information that they don't just share and with anybody. They just don't do it. This is where the planning takes place, you know, for businesses throughout the community, throughout from city to city to city to city. And so we want to learn tonight what is a chamber of commerce? You know, why a chamber of commerce? You know, what it does? You know, what are the benefits? Being that Neighborhood Commerce Institute promotes, we are founded on and we work on as collaboration. The importance of collaboration, we will be talking about that tonight. And we're going to talk about something called the crab mentality. We're going to talk about that tonight, too, as well, because it's so very important. And we do work with medical doctors and psychiatrists. I do believe that they're on the line with us tonight. And I do want to welcome you all, and we'll get to you. But once crab mentality, we're going to talk about that from a psychological standpoint tonight and how it affects us completely the opposite of collaborating, okay? Completely the opposite. So why a chamber of commerce? So we're about to, Dr. Nick Hill from the Kern, he's the CEO of the Kern County, California Chamber of Commerce. And Mr. Hill, are you there? Are you here? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Welcome. We thank you for joining us tonight. Actually, I'm just going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself, and what you're doing. Oh, I do want to say the Chambers of Commerce is simply because they were not serving and do not typically serve Black people the way that they should. Now we do have Black Chambers of Commerce. And so with that, I'm going to ask Mr. Hill if you would go ahead and take the floor and just let us know what Chambers of Commerce do, what you're into at your chamber, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, my name is Nick Hill. I'm the president and CEO of the Kern County Black Chamber of Commerce. And what we do is we advocate and we promote the low to moderate income African-American entrepreneur. Our problem and our situation currently is a lack of small businesses. You know, those small mom and pop businesses, those pop-up businesses, we have a lack of small businesses in our chamber. And what I mean by that is we're corporate strong. We have a lot of corporate businesses in our chamber, but we don't have a lot of mom-and-pop businesses. And that's what we want. That's what we strive to get. Even at the point where we're giving out free memberships to these small businesses, I go out personally to these little pop-up situations, these trade fairs and everything else like that. I talk to these small businesses, and I find that 80% of these businesses, these small businesses, don't even have a city business license or a fictitious filing and things like that. So what we did was we decided to have some workshops for these small businesses. All you had to do was to participate in these workshops for an hour and a half. We will pay for your business license. We will pay for your fictitious filing, you know, because the main thing is that we want you in here. We want you in here as a member of our chamber because there's a lot of benefits that's coming down the pike, you know, that we as African Americans miss out on a continuing basis. You know, we've got the problem of inclusion. You know, we have the problem of Black-owned businesses that are not able to participate in the forgivable loan programs and the grants and the low-interest loans simply because they're not doing their due diligence. The chamber can only help if you're a member of our chamber, or even if you give us your email so we can send this information out to you, because the chamber has a lot of information, you know, that a lot of small businesses need to be aware of. We currently have a $2,500 mini grant that's available to small businesses right now. And only requirement is that you have been affected by the 2019 COVID-19 pandemic, and that you have a city business license, you have a fictitious filing. Those are the only requirements, and you can get this $2,500 grant. The problem with that is we don't have enough small mom-and-pop businesses there to take advantage of this. We go out, we've actually created a TV commercial now that we're going to be blasting throughout Kern County, and we're going to be offering free memberships again. And the reason why we want to offer these free memberships is just to get these small businesses in. If you look at the statistics, if only thing that's required is that they have 0 to 4 employees in order for them to qualify for this little mini grant, you have to understand that 95% of African-American entrepreneurs and businesses are sole proprietors or independent contractors. That automatically qualifies them to take advantage of these grants. But if they are not in my chamber, there's not much that I can do about it. We send information out to our memberships and things like that, and we hope that once we send it out to our memberships, it branches off, you know, into other organizations and things like that, but sometimes that's not the case. So membership, number one, is important to the chamber because we want you to have a seat at the table. We want you to be able to say, I have a business. I want to take advantage of every opportunity that's coming down the pike. If we have to do workshops, if we have to institute programs in order to make people understand the importance of just getting legal and having a basic understanding of basic bookkeeping, this alone is extraordinary, and it's extraordinary because it's a start.
Okay, Mr. Hill, could you explain exactly what a chamber of commerce is?
Yes, our main purpose is to make sure, you know, that our African-American businesses are counted and get a piece of that American pie, so to speak. And we do that through advocacy. I said, we educate through our workshops and our programs. And we make sure, you know, that any information that's good for the African-American entrepreneur is disseminated down to that business, whether it's with governmental and municipal programs and things like that. You know, we're at the table. If there's something that's coming down the pipe.
Chamber of Commerce is an organization, right? It's a community or local organization for the purpose of gathering businesses together, right?
Yes, but not only gathering businesses.
They gather together with the intent to advance the business goals and the interests of the organization and those that and the businesses in the area.
Yes, and to make
and
sure that our mom
go ahead. I'm sorry.
And make sure that our mom and pop businesses that have these pop up businesses move and graduate on to a brick and mortar or have an online presence in order to increase their stronghold in the area of entrepreneurship. And the way they do that is to make sure, you know, like I said, I can't stress this enough, is to make sure you know, that they are part of this conversation, that they are part of the process, and that they are a member of our chamber in order to make sure that they receive all these benefits that's coming down the pike through our chamber.
Right. And so Chamber of Commerce is an organization. I want our audience, our listening audience, to understand that it's an organization for businesses. That's what it's established for. It's for to promote your businesses, but it's for you. It's for your interests. The Chambers of Commerce are organized and set up to help you in your business at any level of your business, correct? And
yes.
to help you with every aspect of your business, regardless as to where you are. You can come in there and you just have a vision. So you join it as a member. You become a member. And typically, and Mr. Hill has just said that they even waive membership fees or dues in order to, you know, to help those, the very grassroots. So typically there's a membership fee, right? There's a membership fee. Now that membership fee, does that provide for voting rights? You know, the members have voting rights in taking certain actions?
Our board of directors have voting rights. Our members, we only have like 2 membership meetings a year for our members. But the main thing is if there's something that's coming down the pike, if they need financing, if they need if they need financing, if they need grant information, if they need to know how to get in contact with government entities, if they need to know how to expand their business, the Chamber is here to do all these things for them and a whole lot more.
So the board of directors, because I want them to understand also the structure. I always like for people to understand what they're getting into when they get into it. And so the structure, you just said the board of directors vote. The board of directors control, or are they governing? Or just, these are like
governing
boards.
They
govern the activities of the Chambers of Commerce. However, the members, can they vote on who the board members are?
Actually, the board votes in new board members.
Okay.
Now, the members can suggest new members, yes. But one of the main things that we want to do right now is focus on procurement. It's focused on the CPN, and that's the Community Benefits Agreement.
Okay.
If we don't have a voice, if we don't have a voice to make sure, you know, that the state, county, and the federal is doing what they need to do as far as coming in our neighborhood, let's take the SB1. SB1 is the tax bill, the gas tax bill. You know, when you're in California, and if you live in California, you pay this gas tax just like everyone else. And this is for highway projects. But when you look at these highway projects, you don't see anybody out there that look like us. And that's a problem.
Okay.
California High Speed Rail also has the same CBA, the Community Benefits Agreement. Now, they're supposed to allocate $5 million to the Workforce Investment Program to make sure that they go into these disadvantaged and underserved areas and make sure that these people are trained to work on these highway projects and make sure that these people are trained to work on these high-speed rail projects. And you pay the tax, so it's taxation without representation, because it's not enough being done to make sure that these things are happening. So that's one of the things that the chamber is fighting for, to make sure, you know, that we get our foot in the door, we have our seat at the table, and when we're sitting here and we're talking about procurement, we're making sure, mm-hmm. you know, that our minority businesses are a part of this conversation, and not only mm-hmm. being a part of this conversation, but making sure that they take advantage of some of these
mm-hmm.
issues, you know, that arise
right.
every time it comes up.
So basically, the chamber lobbies. So
we
you lobby the government, right?
Yes.
So in lobbying the government, you're going there, you know, on topics, you know, to support, you know, commerce and to help your members to get what's...
Yeah, well, yes. And the thing about it is that you've got, like I said, the major thing here is the CBA, the Community Benefits Agreement. And
mm-hmm.
no one's minding the store. That means that for the last 2 or 3 years, they've been doing what they want to do. They're coming to the disadvantaged and underserved areas and just skim over it and say, oh, we don't have anyone that's qualified. But then you don't have anyone that's governing these people that's coming in here and just skimming over these disadvantaged areas. So
mm-hmm.
now the chamber is now the watchdog to make sure
mm-hmm.
that when they come into these disadvantaged areas, they stop.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop. You have to actually come in. You have to put some money down in here. You have to make sure, you know, that we are getting trained to make sure that we are working on some of these highway projects, make sure that we have a part of this community benefits agreement that they're supposed to give us, because
mm-hmm.
for too many years we've set back, and I'd
mm-hmm.
say African Americans as a whole, and just let this happen and just run rampant on us year after year after year. We're in a Black History Month right now, and the only thing they talk about is, oh, we've done this through Black history and things and all the struggles and things like that. Well, that conversation is over now. Now it's time for us to just take this chair that we have and take this chair to the table and sit at that table. It's time for us to go to any of these agencies that's been overlooking us and say, okay, we want to be a part of this organization right now. We want to make sure, you know, that we get our piece of the pie. Because it
mm-hmm.
has not been happening, and it's because we've been too standoffish to really stand up for our own self and make sure, you know, we can't wait for someone, an oppressor, to do something for us. We have to make sure that we do this on our own.
And so, can you just explain some of the steps that you take, like, identify like some of the steps that you take to make sure. So you do the lobbying. What are some of the other things that you do? But you prepare your members through the educational piece.
Well, that's done through our workshops and our programs. We work closely
mm-hmm.
with the Small Business Development Center. We work with the NAACP. We work with the African American Network of Kern County and things like that. And because
mm-hmm.
you have to do collaborations. If you don't do collaborations and you try to get everything done on your own, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not
Say
gonna
that
work.
Again, please,
so,
because Dan, that sometime. Could you please explain what collaborating means, why it is so very, very important? You just said that if you don't collaborate and you're trying to do it on your own, it is not going to work.
No, it is not. It is not. Because if you walk in there and you walk in there alone with just one organization, they're going to say, yeah, okay, we'll take care of it, or we'll deal with it, and they'll just sweep it under the rug. But if you've got, like I said, the NAACP, the African American Network of Kern County, if you've got the Kern County Black Chamber of Commerce, if you've got She Power, if you've got the Martin Luther King Unity organization, if all of you walk in here, they have no other choice but to sit down and take notice. No other choice. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. But if you try to do this alone, it is not going to work. But it's time. But we've been too standoffish for too long. Because you know, as a matter of fact, for yourself, you know this to be true, you know, that we've been waiting. We've been waiting year after year after year after year for someone else to do something for us. So that no longer works. If you find mm-hmm. out, you know, I'd say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. That is not going to work. So you have to do something different. And that is collaborate and make sure that when you move forward and when you get through this first layer, you go to the second, you go to the third, you go to the fourth, you go to mm-hmm. the fifth until you get to exactly where you need to be.
Okay, exactly. And so we do have some hands up, and I'd like to ask Mrs. Benson to just chime in and share who you are and how you have benefited from Chambers of Commerce. Mrs. Benson.
Oh, my. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes, I can.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Lee. I definitely appreciate the opportunity, and thanks to Pastor Tatum as well for inviting me. And, oh, wow, I'm sitting here, and I have a gentleman that's on the line with me, one of my colleagues that is a part of the Chamber of Commerce in Moreno Valley, California, very well-versed, more so than I am. But I'm excited to be on the line with Mr. Hill and to hear the information. And I can tell you my favorite word nowadays is collaborate. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to a team of business owners this month in particular, and my favorite phrase is collaborate to elevate.
Yeah.
Collaborate to elevate. The only way that we're going to get better, whether it's as a people, whether it's as a family, whether it's a friend, no matter what relationship you have to collaborate in order for us to move the ball up the field, so to speak, right? Shout out to the Los Angeles Rams. But, oh, my goodness. And so I'm excited because it just confirms to me that I'm on the right track. In our business, and I'm a part of a network marketing company, and even within our company, hitting over 70,000 strong, you can imagine how difficult it is to get people on the same page, to get leaders to collaborate and go in the same direction, because you have so many people that have so many talents and skills, and they bring that to the table, and they say, look at me, look at what I've done. But you know what? In order for us to build the brand of a company, in order for us to build a brand of a people, of a family, we've got to work together in order to get that done.
Yes, absolutely. And so your business, what is your, and you said network marketing. Tell us a little bit more about what you do. Well, before you do that, the gentleman who's on the line with you, could you introduce him? Would he like to chime in?
Absolutely. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. He's been a part of the Chamber of Commerce here in our local area for many, many, many years. Would he be able to push one and be unmuted?
Okay.
What
is the last four digits of his number and your number? Last four digits is all we need.
My last four digits, you have unmuted me as 1300. His last four digits are 4253. His name is Kijana Owen, 4253.
Okay, hold on. We'll get our tech person to open it up.
Absolutely.
Mr. Keith.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. So share with us your business, your experiences, you know, with Chamber of Commerce, and just your thoughts, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, first of all. I think this is an amazing platform, the way you laid it out and prefaced how important it is for us to connect, because the real currency in the world is not crypto or anything. It's relational currency. And Desiree Benson alluded to, I am with the Southern California Black Chamber of Commerce. I am the marketing director for the Moreno Valley chapter. And a gentleman just before really outlined what a chamber is about, as well as you. Start where you are, use what you have, connect with people that can help you get better, connect with people that can help you with your idea, and create a platform of success. And that's exactly what, you know, we're here to do. Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. Thank you so very much. Thank you. We'll go back to Ms. Desiree.
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
Okay. So do you want to wrap up your thoughts or your final comments or statements?
Absolutely. And I'm so sorry. Yes. And as Mr. Kijana Owen said, in our business, we often say that real relationships are the true currency. And we have what I call it, it's network marketing, but it's relationship marketing. It's affiliate marketing. And what we basically do, we're a marketing company, started out just 6 years ago. And we actually started with a gentleman who has been a phenomenon in the network marketing industry, actually worked in other companies. And just bottom line, his wife said, you know what, if you don't like the way things are going, you're going to have to create it yourself. He himself is an Air Force, Mr. Donald Bradley. He's an Air Force veteran. He also is a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, married to my soror of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And the two of them got together and created our company, where we started 1,000 strong on day one. And within 6 years, we've grown an organization of over 70,000 active agents because of relationships, because of collaboration. And basically what we do, any company worth its weight in gold, any marketing company needs an amazing product to market. And our product is really simple, is home-based travel agencies. So we sell home-based travel agencies, allowing people to do the same thing that they're doing on Expedia, Orbitz, Travelocity, Cheap Tickets, et cetera, except now you're doing it from home through yourself and bringing that income back into your own household. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I just want to say thank you so much for this platform, giving me the opportunity to share, and it's definitely been a privilege to be on the line as well and learn and glean from Mr. Hill.
Thank you so very much. You're very welcome, and we appreciate you so much. And thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got a few other hands up, and we're going to go ahead and acknowledge those now and then come back to Mr. Hill. Okay, your last four digits are 619-6718. You are live.
Hi, this is Ramona Jones from Dream Builders Youth Mentoring Network. Can you hear me?
Yes, you might want to speak just a little bit louder.
Okay, is this a little bit better? Or no?
Yes. Yes, but there's
okay,
echo. Go ahead.
Okay,
I think maybe you need to turn something off.
Okay. Is this better now?
Yeah, that's clearer, yes.
Okay, let me turn you up. Oh, this must be better. I turned it up.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good.
Let us know
so thank
you
for
are and your affiliation with Chambers and benefits from the Chambers.
Understood. Thank you. I am Ramona Jones. I am the president and founder of a youth leadership training organization headquartered in San Diego, California. called Dream Builders Youth Mentoring Network. I'm a part of the San Diego Black Business Chamber. I have been a chamber member for some years. I interface with the chamber through accessing their benefits, their educational needs, their workshops. So definitely understand the importance and the need to support our Black business chambers in your own local community, but also on a national basis. My passion is economic empowerment. I'm a nonprofit and church funding consultant. So I write grants, but also more than that, I create revenue-generating strategies through partnerships, and I like that you utilize the terminology of collaboration. So to be brief, my organization, Dream Builders, dreambuildersforlife.org, the four being a number, we create community reinvestment initiatives, and I believe what President Nick Hill mentioned is that we have to do it for ourselves. And, yes, we want to pursue funding opportunities, whether that's local, state, or federal, but we also need to be able to create the monetary streams that we can use to capitalize on our businesses and scale them on a national basis. And so I just invite others to go to dreambuildersforlife.org. I'm looking for collaborations on a local level in 10 different cities. I'm excited about working with President Nick Hill in Bakersfield and leading and going through youth development to community development that leads to economic development. If we create products and services that can be scaled, then we can start creating our own revenue through collaborations. And the last thing I just really want to say is that one of the things that I know is that networking is one-dimensional, but collaborations can be a global opportunity and strategy when we create mechanisms that validate and them. If we just say we collaborate, but we don't have a memorandum of understanding, we don't have agreements that not only share program linkages, but creates revenue strategies that everyone wins, then we don't have a collaboration. So I just want to invite people to really go to the real totality of what a collaboration, the strength of collaborations are. It is your company winning, my company winning, and our community winning. So excited to be on the show. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm Ramona Jones, and I'm looking for partnerships through our youth development endeavors. So blessings, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, what I would like to ask you to elaborate, like, how are some of the ways that you have collaborated, you know, with others and some collaborations that you witnessed, you know, because, you know, we talk about collaborating and that basically is what? Working together, right?
That's right.
Is that,
well,
that's,
as an example, on my website, dreambuildersforlife.org, I have a memorandum of understanding form. And that form depicts an opportunity to create a partnership strategy with the youth development programming that Dream Builders significantly does through its Driven to Win, Read to Win campaign. For example, one of my partners in St. Louis, St. Louis being a love and action nonprofit organization, adopted the Driven to Win, Read to Win campaign, meaning they will campaign in St. Louis for the next 60 days to focus on reading literacy and financial literacy, and through the Driven to Win workbook, sponsor those students, 100 students in their city. Dream Builders will give them a sponsorship for free, and then they will bring it to their community. They will raise $100,000 through a 10,000 book campaign, and Dream Builders builds its national platform. So in that example, Love in Action will raise 100,000. Dream Builders will gain 100 to 1,000 students, and then we will raise our own 100,000. It's a shared vision. It's a shared program. It's a shared revenue stream. And so that's what collaboration is. It shouldn't be your company going in and making money and mine doesn't. It shouldn't be my company making money and yours doesn't. It should be a shared opportunity where at the end of the day, I can substantiate that I have grown my capacity and you've grown your capacity. And if we do that on a local and a national basis, then what we do is we close the economic gaps around our country and we start doing it for ourselves and we start building the engine that we can turn on at any time we want to.
So I really look forward to meeting the right people that's ready for collaboration, not sharing business cards and going to business mixers, but really closing the gaps in our community.
Thank you so very much. And just one final question. The opposite of collaborating. Give an example of the opposite of collaborating.
The opposite of collaboration is sitting in a networking meeting talking about the same needs in the community, that our schools aren't doing as much as they can for our kids, our black businesses aren't supported, and so that is the opposite of collaboration because it wastes people's time, it frustrates us, and we're still waiting at the bus stop waiting for someone to pick us up. And so if I can tell young people from 13 to 18 that we don't wait, we activate, then we can tell these businesses that we don't wait, we activate. We activate strategic economic plans that is devised for our economic empowerment, not for just today, but for generational wealth. And so when we have vision, then we have to start looking at 10, 20, 30 years out and make plans that will get us there versus one-dimensional things that will only take us 1 year at a time.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you, okay? And we will talk. Thank you. All right now. So let's see if I've got this right. 661, and your last four digits are 6889, Miss Arlene Sanders.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome.
Oh, all righty. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it is a pleasure to be on here. I'm a single parent, but I'm also a licensed life insurance student, and I started in that just to educate my community and my family. And as I got involved with it, I'm currently studying to get my license in, like, securities and investments so that I could not only educate my community but show them how to get set up to create generational wealth, to become properly protected and financially independent and debt-free, not living and dependent on systems. I have not had an opportunity to work with the Black Chamber of Commerce, but with being on this call, I do now know that I can reach out to Mr. Nick Hill locally and find out, you know, where the benefits are and how can I benefit for it, because I am an independent contractor. And any funding that I can get, or, you know, any way that I could become a member to benefit, I want to do just that. And anyone else that's in the same line of business with the mom and pop and small business, to spread the word. I did have a question, and I'll ask him at the end. But that's pretty much where I'm at with the, you know, just financial literacy, educating, and then stressing the importance of insurance. Like, why? Why do we need insurance? Like, why
okay.
do we need to have something set up for your generations behind you?
Hello, are you
there? Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Great. So you want to ask Mr. Hill?
Yeah. So he was saying, you know, there was some things, but, and there's only two meetings a year, but how would I go about just basically coming in and getting set up to be a part of the Black, or to be a member in the Black Chamber of Commerce, so that I could benefit and reap the benefits? What is the fees and what does it entail?
That's a very good question. Mr. Hill.
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Dr. Lee and Pastor Tatum, thank you. I appreciate this. This has been very intriguing. Our website is kcbcc.co, and you can go to our website and find out any information. And let me make this point clear. Even though, you know, we have two membership meetings a year, our office is open every day of the week, and you can always give us a call if you have any questions, any concerns at all. our members or even non-members can give us a call. And if you have an issue, if that's something that we can help you with, we'll be more than glad to help you with. But it's not just that, you know, that just have those two opportunities out of the year. No. You can call us anytime.
Okay. So what is the actual process for becoming a member? What is the actual, is there an application? Is there qualifying?
No.
The fees, what levels people can join?
If you're a student, our student fee is $25. If you have a personal membership, it's $50. If you have a small business.
Is that a month or a year?
A year.
If you're
a small business, it's $200. If you're a government entity, it's $400. If you're a corporation, it's $600. And it's just per year. But one thing that I want to make – go ahead.
Okay. So once a person completes the application, does it have to go before a board and be approved
or
a membership group? Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. So once the application comes in and, you know, with the fees, they receive a membership package?
Yes, our membership package is online. And we can actually send them a membership packet as well.
Okay.
And they have access to us every day.
Okay.
You know, we have
we
have an actual office. Our office is open every day of the week.
Okay. What does that membership package entail? What's in that membership package?
Well, that's quite a bit.
Just a little bit of what's in there. They get a letter, a welcome letter, and that welcome letter, they're welcome, and then they're given information on how to participate, and the benefits. Our benefits listed there, you know, in their package.
It actually is. We have a whole array listed services for our membership. And like I said, it's advocacy. It's like we do ribbon cuttings. We advocate for our members. If you have any issues, if you have like a question, like how can you expand your business, if you need bonding,
mm-hmm.
if you need to know about
mm-hmm.
financing, low interest financing
okay.
for your business,
okay.
things like that, you know, we can help you out with all those issues.
That's great.
But the main thing is, you know, we always talk about the disadvantaged and the underserved, but, you know, there's two unspoken words that we always endure as African-American businesses, and that's overlooked and over scrutinized, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't say it, but,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you a prime example. We have, I'd say the small business program that they're talking about with the grants, with the $2,500 grant. My question
mm-hmm.
was, to the county, why wasn't the Black Chamber included in this? Well, they said, well, we need to talk about your outreach capabilities. I said, you don't need to talk
mm-hmm.
about my outreach capabilities. Our outreach capabilities are just as well established as any other organization here at Corn County. We do not
mm-hmm.
need you to test us. You know,
mm-hmm.
they didn't
mm-hmm.
know that. I did my due diligence with the governor's office before I talked to the
mm-hmm.
people at the county. You know, so
mm-hmm.
now they're setting up a meeting with us next week, you know, because like I said, if we continue to accept what they tell us at face value, you know, we'll never
mm-hmm.
get ahead. And like I said, I want you to remember these two words right here, overlooked and over-scrutinized,
mm-hmm.
is exactly what they tried to do to us earlier today. You know, but I tell
okay.
them that's not going to fly.
Okay, great. Look. Now, I want you to talk more about that, but I want to be certain that Ms. Arlene Sanders got her answer. Did you, Ms. Sanders?
No, I guess I would go on the website and check it out as he referred me to. But I guess I was just, I'm trying to figure out. So the fees, yes, he answered that. Not a whole lot about, like, you know, what is it, you know, like, how can I be an active member or not even a member, but a participant? How do I benefit from mm-hmm. it and participate? But I could do a sidebar or place a phone call to his office because, like I said, if this is something that's going to grow me and help me expand as an independent entity, then I want to be a part of.
Okay. Could you expand a little bit more, Mr. Hill?
Sure. You know, you have access where we can develop strong relationships with businesses and legislators. The chamber regularly
She wants to know how she can participate. You know what she can participate in within the Chamber of Commerce. Am I correct, Ms. Sanders?
Yes.
Well, that we have on our application, we have a section for committees. If it's workshops, if it's events, if it's legislation, if it's finance, if any of these areas, if you're interested, all you do is check the box. You know, would love to have you to participate because the more people that we have involved, the more powerful that we become.
So listeners, you know, take note. Chambers of Commerce, and this is just not in Kern County, and Mr. Hill's Chamber of Commerce, you can be an active participant in that Chamber of Commerce. And I've seen this numerous of times take place. Those who are more active and get things done, their businesses benefit more. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. You know, we give out distinctive decals, you know, at your place of business to show that you are a member of the chamber. You know, we have member-only opportunities. We have a monthly lunch and learn, you know, with you and your staff. We have access to our staff. You have seats that give you access to our committees. I mean, it's just a whole array of different services that, like even discounts on member functions and things like that. E-blasts, newsletters, media outlets, find directory listening, just a different array of a lot of different things. You know, speaking opportunities at various KCBCC events. You know, especially if you want to get, you know, your work out and get your point across. You know, if you've got in mind that you want to get, that's important to minority businesses, that's important to your businesses, you have that opportunity to do that with the Kern County Black Chamber of Commerce, and we're there to stand by you and help you out any way we can.
Ms. Sanders? Ms. Sanders?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Did that help?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, too. Thank you.
Great. You're very welcome. And thank you.
And we would, yes, Ms. Sanders, we would love to hear from you. We would definitely love to hear from you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Mr. Hill, the overlooked and
Over scrutinized.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who is doing this overlooking and over scrutinized? Now I want to say this to our audience. Chamber of Commerce, how they're organized. You have local Chamber of Commerce, which is what that's in Kern Valley, Mr. Hill is operating. That's a local Black Chamber of Commerce, right? Okay.
Yes.
Then do you have regional chambers? And then I know there are national chambers, and then there are state chambers, correct? And
yes,
so
we have the state chamber.
So now are you a member of the National Chamber of Commerce, the white one, or the, you know, whatever?
We are a member of the Greater Chamber of Commerce. We're a member of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're a member of the North of the River Chamber of Commerce. Here in Kern County, all of our chambers are connected. Whether you're black,
okay.
white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. But the other thing okay. is we're also a member of the Northern California Black Chamber President Association.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going from the Bay all the way up to Bakersfield. And it stops
okay.
at Bakersfield. And so with
and
that being said,
mm-hmm. and I want I,
with that
I
being,
people to know that that's all over the country. So no matter where you're located in the country, there are chambers there to serve you. Okay, so go ahead with this overlooked and overscrutinized.
Right.
By whom? By whom?
I'm sorry?
By whom?
By whom?
Are we overlooked?
Understand.
Okay, you said we're,
okay.
you're always
yes.
overlooked and overscrutinized.
Okay, this is something that's been systemically done.
Okay.
Throughout, I'd say, over the last 400 years. These are unspoken words. We're overlooked
okay.
and we're over-scrutinized. And what I mean by that is you never hear those words. You've never heard those words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this always happens. If we're talking about fighting for inclusion, you know, well, what are your qualifications? You hear that a lot. What are your qualifications? They're going to ask you. The African American businesses, what are your qualifications? You know,
okay.
and that's being over scrutinized. And
mm-hmm.
because we're still fighting for inclusion, that's overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Okay. Okay. By the powers who are.
That
correct?
Means. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk about systemic racism and everything else, overlooked and over-scrutinized are two very strong words that you never hear, but it's always mm-hmm. done.
Okay. And how
you never
does
hear
that
it.
Affect your Chamber of Commerce?
Not only does it affect the Chamber of Commerce, but it affects all small businesses across the entire United States. But if we
mm-hmm.
don't recognize these two words, over-scrutinized and overlooked, if we don't recognize those two words, we still continue to be in the same place. And that's
mm-hmm.
why we have to say that buck stops here. You know, you don't need to test us. You know, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be tested today. You know, it's time
mm-hmm.
for us to stand up and move forward instead of just sitting back and just letting them do what they do, and we just say, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Neighborhood commerce is a platform. Now, I want everyone to know this is an infrastructure. It's a platform that provides an infrastructure not only for entrepreneurs, but for chambers of commerce and other membership organizations around the world so that we can become unified, really unified as we go for funding and for, you know, to economically develop our community strategically. Strategic planning is key. Am I right, Mr. Hill?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you explain
what
your planning is? Pardon me?
It's your 3 to 5 year plan on what you do. You know, it's just like when you're doing a business plan. Your mission statement is what's going on now. Your vision is where are you going to be 5 years from now? You know, and like you make sure, you know, that you have all your ducks in a row. You make sure that you have your budget in place along with your business plan and everything else like that. So when you sit in front of these banks, these finance companies, or anything else like that, you are make sure that you're totally prepared for anything that they happen. And with your business plan, when you're sitting in front of someone, you don't have to answer question after question after question because you have a table of contents, and they can go to that, refer to that table of contents on your business plan, and they can answer. Now, all those questions are answered in your business plan. And when you go and you interview, it's just like with a job interview, and they say, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? Or what do you bring to the table for us, and things like that. All these things are already in your business plan. So you don't have to sit there and answer these questions and think about, you know, this thing off the top of your head. At this point, everything is already there, and it's being prepared when you sit in front of anyone. It's just being prepared.
So it's being prepared, and which is what many of us don't understand and don't know how to do. And so we're here, the chambers, the local chambers are there to help in that. Now, I know SCORE is out there. I want you to explain SCORE. Now, I've never had or even know anyone Black who's ever benefited from SCORE. And I'm certain that we have listeners who have heard about the SCORE. Can you explain that?
Well, SCORE is a different entity. Most chambers
engage SCORE, correct? When for
not
businesses,
our chamber.
Not your
not
chamber.
Our chamber.
I know that. I know. But
no.
I want an audience to know, because I'm certain that some of our audience have been to chambers of commerce in their area, and they were assigned a SCORE mentor.
Counselor.
And what
yes.
they're supposed to do. But they don't do it, or do they do it for Black people?
Well, we have the Small Business Development Center out here from CUSB. And I'll tell you, my business, they did my state filing. They did my they did my state filing. They did my bylaws. They do my yearly meetings, you know, that's required for my corporation, things like that. They guided me. I actually started a business in April, and I hit six figures at the end of November with the help of the Small Business Development Center. And they actively help you, and I'm actually in the middle of acquiring a water truck business now for $500,000. They've already called me and say, Nick, we have the financing for you.
Did you accomplish this through SCORE?
No, this is the Small Business Development Center.
Right, okay.
Every state has one.
Right,
every city has one.
Okay, so what I wanted to address is that I've never been to a white chamber of commerce that's run by white people that didn't have what was called a SCORE mentor there for small businesses. And I'm familiar with the Small Business Center and what they do. They're excellent. I mean, it takes work to get through those systems, and it takes a lot of work to get through those systems. You really kind of got to know what you're doing, am I right? Where you went to.
With the Small Business Development Center, it's very easy to access them, and they will assign you a counselor. They will work with you with so many issues and things like that, and it's not hard to get to them at all. That's just a misconception.
In your community?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's in your community.
Yes, it is.
But we can't say that holds true in every community. Now, yours, I'm just curious, and I hope these questions don't make you uncomfortable, but are they...
No,
okay, is that one operated? Do you have like equal staffing there, Black and white, or how is it staffed? I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, they have all ethnic entities there, all ethnic groups there, and my coach is actually white.
Okay.
Yeah, my coach is actually white.
Okay,
and
but
we
but the, but the, but the,
send.
It, Okay, go ahead.
We send our members to the Small Business Development Center as well.
Okay, but you don't. So you don't utilize that score. You don't utilize
no.
score in your chamber. Okay.
No.
So why
do
you not? Okay, first I want to explain what SCORE is. You know, SCORE is an organization that is used by the average, you know, Chamber of Commerce, mostly, you know, all the Chamber of Commerce, particularly those white. They assign you a mentor to help you to supposedly get through your business plan, your, you know, gaining funding, you know, to your paperwork. And all of that, they're supposed to be there to help you to acquire funding. However, these are veterans. Some of them are veterans in business.
They're retired
and,
business executives.
They're retired business executives. The majority of them
yes.
are white. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the majority of them are white. So you go into that Chamber of Commerce, they assign you a SCORE member who is to guide you through your paperwork. They're to guide you through your business plan and all of that stuff to help you to get ready to acquire funding. Now, I've been dealing with Chamber of Commerce since I was 18 years old. And 71, all right? I said it out loud. I can't believe I just did that. But anyway, I'm 71.
Yes, yes. That's
I'm
a good thing, though.
Now, everybody knows, and who cares? You go to my Facebook, you're going to know anyway. So so that's how long I've been dealing with Chambers of Commerce. I have not one time witnessed a white Chamber of Commerce to, now for black, I don't know what they're doing. I can't tell you. Yeah, I can tell you what they do for whites. But I have never seen them provide the services no more than giving you a whole bunch of papers, telling you got to do this, and I can't help you. You have to do it yourself.
Wow.
And I don't care who hears me say it because it's the
mm-hmm.
truth. Okay.
That's true.
So it's true. And so Chambers, Neighborhood Commerce is established to get around that. You know, we're here to help you for real. You know, what all the chambers, all of the services that we've talked about tonight, Neighborhood Commerce has centralized those worldwide for members of our organization. And so the small business centers, there are small business centers, and they're called incubators also, correct? Are you speaking of like an incubator?
A business incubator?
Is that
a business incubator?
Business center that helps you? Yes. That center that helped you, was that an incubator, a business incubator?
Yes.
Pardon me? Okay. So
yes,
that
ma'am.
Was a business incubator. So a business incubator is a facility or organization that's set up that to provide you every service for your business and for every phase of your business, from your initial organization, because you did say that they helped you to incorporate, right? They helped you with your organization. Organizing your business and everything from A to Z. Then those incubators, these are business incubators, and they help your businesses to develop that business plan. Actually help you, if you need writing and assistance, content work, they help you to do that. They help you to apply for grants and that sort of thing in order to get funding. They help you with your budgeting. Your, you know, all those things that average whites and those, you know, the within the system, they get with ease. but we don't get those. That's what Neighborhood Commerce does also. I'll let you
right.
go ahead,
and
but I wanted people to know that we know what these SCORE members do, and you will be assigned a SCORE man or woman or whomever, and likely it's going to be white person, but also even if you got black or Hispanic or anybody else, they've already been trained, and they know how far they can go with you. They're not going to give you that
exactly.
chance on. They're not going to help you to develop that business. They're not going to help you to apply for those grants. They're going to give you a bunch of papers and tell you you're going to do it yourself, and you ain't going to know A from Z. You ain't going to know because you don't know business.
So,
right.
So go on, Mr. Hill.
Yeah, but a business incubator, it is an organization, and it does help startup companies and individual entrepreneurs, and it helps you to develop their business by providing a full-scale range of services, and it's starting with management training, office space, and a lot of times ending up, you know, like with venture capital financing, things like that. You know, so incubator actually does do these things for you. You know, it can be done in like an academic institution or a nonprofit development corporation. You know, even for for-profit property development ventures and capital venture firms. But, you know, you have to understand that incubator is different from SCORE. It's totally different. You know,
totally
they're
different.
There to help
right.
you. Yeah, if you don't have a business and you're thinking about starting a business, the incubator will help you to develop that business, to nurture that business, and get you going. That's what an incubator does.
Yeah.
They're with you every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
Every
I don't know if we have any more questions. I'd like to ask Dr. Tatum, are you still here? Don't know, but we're kind of getting down to the close, and I wanted to ask if there were any more questions.
I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ramona Jones from Dream Builders. Thank you for the discussion. You know, one of the things that I'm very passionate about in connecting with other passionate, engaged people is to, as I say, as a vision coach, move from the portals of education. I've just written an article about to put in local black newspapers around the nation. It's defining economic empowerment, moving the black community beyond education to economic empowerment. And there's some serious points that I make in this narrative that I am inviting other thinkers and activators to join me in symposiums as we really not only talk about how do we really truly move our communities forward so that we're not just discussing about resources and swapping resources for resources and talking about education, which is a necessary step. There's so many black Americans that have gone through and got great degrees and great corporate jobs. I believe at this point, one of the points I make in that article is that just like a black baby is born and has a social security number, we have to start infusing the cultural investment of entrepreneurship in our students at a very early age. That needs to be family led, so that our students are not just corporate workers, but they are owners and operators of the vision that God's put in.
Right.
We must be able to facilitate that growth and that belief that you can do it through our local black business chambers. So connecting with that youth voice and saying that we don't work for anybody, we work with people. And even if I have a job, then I'm going to work with you, work with the vision that I have for my life, work with the vision of this corporation, build the skills, build the network so that I can advance through ownership of my life and my family and my community. So I look forward to building and seeing the superior work that's happening in Bakersfield and other local black communities as we position our youth, our families, our communities for ownership through entrepreneurship and being able to invest the skills and the education in them, but not leaving them only
at those early steps of education. Even businesses, with SCORE, with business workshops, if we don't get to where we have invested in our businesses so that they are scalable and that they are legacy businesses, then we'll always be repeating what we're talking about even today, which is the early steps of education. So let's move the needle forward by really mobilizing our education beyond just that, but really investing in our communities and seeing growth and development so that we are now passing that baton to our children.
Okay. Well, thank you so very
much. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Mr. Hill, the floor is yours to take your time, summarize, and wrap it up for us tonight.
Well, like I said, Regina, that was well said. And we went to Sequoia Middle School today and spoke with the students. One of the main things that I told them today in the auditorium was turn to the right and tell the person sitting next to you that I'm going to hire you. That's exactly what I told them. And so we spoke with these students today, but we have a junior chamber as well. But, Regina, when you talk about economic empowerment and everything else like that, you know, you're right. You have your finger right on the pulse. You know, but, like, it's about procurement. And I'm going to tell you why it's about procurement. It's about procurement because there are large contracts that's out there that's available for everyone and anyone, and it's just there for the taking. You need to be SBE certified, that's Small Business Enterprise certified. And what they don't tell you is you get certified for free. It does not cost you one penny to get certified to do business with the state of California, to get DBE certified to do business with all the utility companies and the federal government. These certifications are absolutely free. It does not cost you a one penny. But they don't give the local organizations, they don't use them as trusted messengers to get this word out because they want to keep this money right where it is with the people that's getting it. They want to keep them getting it. But this money is out there available for us. Just like you're walking around and you don't have a business, you can establish a business and then get certified, and you can be right up there with everyone else. And I want people to know this, you know, because this is extremely important. Procurement.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. You know, capability statements, your business plan, your website geared to government, procurement, everything else like that. These are all the things that you need, you know, that they don't tell you about, you know, but it's there for the taking. And if there's some type of platform that I can get to Dr. Lee, so where we can send you some information about this and you can send this information out to other people and things like that, we'd love to supply this information for you.
Okay, I'll provide it to you. I'll give it to you.
Okay, and even through Pastor Tatum, because like I said, this is just, and I'm talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Of course.
But
of
it
course.
Also requires... But it also requires teaming agreements. You have to be able to work together to complete a project, and you have to
have
the wherewithal to make sure, you know, that you are financially stable enough to get through this first project. You know, they used to have set-asides, so now we're fighting to get these set-asides back. Set-asides are anywhere from $5,000 to $249,000 contracts that you don't have to bid on.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to help you get your foot in the door, and once you complete these smaller contracts, it gives you funding to go ahead and compete for the larger contract.
Right. But, see, we also have collaborations. See, and with the collaborations, what that does is where
that's
one organization
agreement.
That's right. So
that's
where one
agreement.
May not have that financial to be able to meet, another organization may have, and we work with organizations and companies and businesses all over the world, So if they have to see financials and this small business doesn't have it, we got another business over here to join that. So, but I do want to acknowledge area code 252-5930 is your number for a comment or question. 252-5930, you are live. Let us know who you are.
Yes, Dr. Lee, this is Dr. Ellison that you talked with Leeds Publishing Company.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Sure, my pleasure. I've just been stirred as I've listened to what you all are doing there in that area. Of course, as well, I'm the Vice President for Community Affairs for the Atlanta Black Chambers of Commerce here in the Atlanta area. And as I listen to you all sharing, you remind me of so much that we're doing. We've been in operation now for about 16 years, got close to about 500 members. And I'm the Vice President for Community Affairs with three committees, Health and Human Services, Education and Workforce Development, and Community Services under my leadership. So I just wanted to make myself known, and also the Marketing Director for the hottest publishing company in the country and about to be in the world, Black-owned out of Augusta, Georgia here, where we can take your book out of you in 5 hours if you're looking at doing an autobiography. And get you out there. We're connected to Paramount Pictures, Universal Studios, Zero Gravity, and right on and on and on with Hollywood and the press as well. So wanted to make myself known. And then I heard one of the ladies talking about the youth program. I do have that under our nonprofit, our Rise a Generation Rites of Passage program, to where we work with the DA's office here in Gwinnett County, Georgia, in their diversion program, where we serve the youth clients as well as their families in hopes that if they go through our program successfully, they don't have to have anything put on their record after having come to juvenile court. So just one of the other things that we're doing here in the Atlanta area. But thank you for allowing me to be on and sending me the flyer.
That is great. Do you want to, how can people reach you?
Yep. Sure. They can reach me. My email address is dr.callellison@gmail.com or marketing@leedspress.com. Once again, that is marketing@leedspress.com.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much. And one other question. Who are some of your, I don't know if you can reveal this or not, but, you know, can you make known some of the people you've worked with and published and elaborate a little bit more?
Sure. Sure. We've done some of the people like Evelyn Braxton of the Braxton family, recently did her cookbook. Nicki Minaj's mother, the FUBU guys, Damon Johns on Shark Tank, doing his book. J. Alexander Martin, who's one of the co-founders, already did his book. And you can find these on the website. And as well, we're doing Michael Jackson's family book, working on a package for Snoop Dogg. A movie package. Wow, there's quite a few of them. Quite a few of us. Yeah.
Yes.
We are also right.
What are you working on?
I'm sorry?
And whose else book are you working on?
We are working on Dr. Lee's book. We're getting ready to do her book. Absolutely, get ready to do her book and put her out there, you know.
That's
we
right.
We have tremendous connections there in, as well, Dr. Lee, in Nigeria that is opening the door. We're dealing with some of the billionaires there in Nigeria that are opening the door not only to Nigeria but getting ready to be all of Africa now to the Leeds Publishing. We also work with the Made Man a lot of political figures, athletes, attorneys, you name it, themademan.org, themademan.org. We're representing that entity before the Biden's administration. And lastly, too, I don't know if you all are part of, like, the U.S. Black Chamber. Our chamber is a part of the U.S. Black Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of the U.S. Black Chamber, president of the NAACP for the country, founder of the Black Enterprise magazine, and quite a few other influencers along with myself are in a book that Leeds is getting ready at the end of the month to put on the president's desk to help tweak policy concerning black folks here in this country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ellison. I didn't even know you were here, but I'm so glad that you let us know. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you all got to get ready because we're excited. As soon as Dr. Lee's book comes out, we're gonna you got to know about it and get to that book side and get those books.
Can I ask a quick question
of Dr. Ellison?
Yes,
sure.
You may.
Dr. Ellison, this is Ramona Jones from Dream Builders in San Diego. Do you know President Ron Busby?
Oh, yes. He's the U.S. Black president for the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce. He comes to Atlanta.
I'm going to email you, sir. We've got something that is remarkable, and we want to tie local and national black businesses around the nation. So I'll be emailing you, and I'm excited about knowing you. So thank you so much. For being here, and thank you, Dr. Lee, for inviting him.
Absolutely.
Well,
no problem.
My pleasure. I would definitely look out for it. I do want to put this into Dr. Lee for anybody. I know your time is different from mine, but we do have a movement for men and women, of course. This Saturday we have a Zoom that is going to be going on because we deal a lot in empowering us as men. And so we do have a Zoom this Saturday at 10 a.m., 10 Eastern time, our time, to where one of our focuses, because we do have females that are engaged. As a matter of fact, the month of May is going to be Women Empowering Men, the whole month of May on Tuesday night at 8. Yeah, Women Empowering Men, Dr. Lee, the entire month of May. And then we're going to come back and have them do it again at the end of the month. But on Saturday, we're going to be we're going to be talking about culture, the culture, relationships, and sex. And we're going to be talking about it from a kingdom perspective. So I'll send that flyer over to you, Dr. Lee, and anybody who would like to join on that call. It's going to be heavy. We got a special guest who's going to tell some stuff that has happened because we believe in going right at the issues, sweeping nothing under the rug, making sure things are clear so we can have the foundation of our economic evolution, and that's the man, the marriage,
that's
the family.
Awesome. Yeah.
Because if that is not intact, how much money do we lose yearly through divorce and other social issues? So we're going right at it on Saturday as we talk about these areas. I got myself, former NFL football player, played for the 49ers. Walt Harris and his wife are going to be co-hosting along with me.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Long time ago, it's been many, many years. I don't even know if they remember me or not. But, I worked with them. It's been a long, long time ago. So, yes, we got to talk. Yes, I appreciate you.
Oh, and by the way, we're doing Andre Rison, who used to play for the Atlanta Falcons and the Green Bay Packers. He won the championship with them. He's another one that we're putting in the press, getting ready to do his book immediately as well.
I want to ask my assistant out there, I know you're on here, to make note, please make note, that I need to get with Dr. Ellison very soon. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm happy. I'm so happy. Thank you. Mr. Hill, are you there? Mr. Hill.
I am here. Yes, ma'am.
We want to thank Dr. Ellison, and we want to wrap it up.
Okay.
Mr. Hill, it's on you.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I'd like to say if you want to get in contact with us at our chamber, our number is 661-376-2853, or you can email us at info@kcbcc.co. And like I said, feel free to call our office if you have any questions about anything. My executive assistant is always there. I'm there during the day as well if I don't have any other engagements, but my staff is there. And like I said, if you need information about incubators or how they work, you know, if you want to talk about diversion programs, if you want to talk about procurement, inclusion, if you want to even talk about this overlooked or over-scrutinized, but any, I don't care what it is, you know, and to the young lady here in Bakersfield, like I said, we have two member meetings a year, but you can always call our office at any time during the week, and if you have any questions, we're there to help.
Thank you so very much. We want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. We are so happy, and we certainly feel so very, very blessed that you're here. Dr. Mary Lee loves you. This is Dr. Mary Lee Live Show. We expect you back next week. And as, you know, always, we want you to stay very, very, very safe. And feel free to reach out to us. Area code 571-251-5193. You can text, and you can also call, leave a voicemail. We will definitely get back to you. I love you all. Stay safe. This is Dr. Mary Lee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Came from the bottom, ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob or slang. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your war. But you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up. Get up, get up. Get up, get up. Get up, get up.
They done tore down all the PJs in my barrio. Gang units for worst case scenarios. Might work till a couple of quirks. Can't call it pancakes cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the road is still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland security now, there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Troops still riding,
still obliging. Still no Bin Laden.
Tuned in waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres, take these 40 ounces. We ain't gon' get on the levees. Revolution televised early.
America,
is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me.
Being forced to climb instead of how your back heavy beat and lost your mind. Especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign. SWAT team, crack fiend, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. Since phone calls cost a dime. What it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent brothers not only dealing with the same drugs selling. If I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same drug heritage.
America,
Why you wanna treat me so cold, America? I done gave you all that I own, America. Took me from my mama so young, America. Locked me up and gave me your name.
America, 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 you know the black freedom movement, constitution, moral conscious, you know we've been trying to redeem the soul of the nation, each and every nation been trying to render us soulless, to wear our soulful people, the blues people, we've been keeping alive the same banner of democracy, thank God for those who came before, we shall never forget them, and always move forward with grace and